Welcome to the Meet Cute Cafe. I'm Samantha.
I'm Joey. And this is the podcast where we talk about the Hallmark movies we love. And guess what, fam?
We're switching it up this week.
We're switching it up because there's a whole new library of movies that we found out we can love because we have the Hallmark Mystery Channel.
Murder and Mystery, I think is what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, Murder and Mystery. We didn't even know we had that. The first mystery to solve was, you know, Hallmark is, we know it for the love stories.
Uh-huh.
The Hallmark Murder and Mystery Channel is right next to a very different kind of love stories on our DirecTV. It is next to some love stories produced by the late Hugh Hefner.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a weird placement.
Yeah, they just put it right there next to those movies. And so Mystery 1 is...
Why?
Is DirecTV just messing with us? But we found out we had the channel. We were going through, going through what's coming up, and we found out that there is a series of mysteries called Fixer Upper Mysteries.
And so I was expecting it to be like Chip and JoJo solving crimes.
Changing lives by day, solving crimes by night. It's not them.
No, unfortunately.
But it is.
Jewel.
Famed 90s folk singer Jewel Kilcher herself.
Alaska's is that her last name?
Kilcher, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because she goes by Jewel, but she's also an actress, and she plays a renovator, much like Chip and JoJo, only instead of just fixing up Waco, she solves murders.
Of course. What else would you do? This channel is a lot like CBS and Hallmark combined. Mm. You know how CBS has like those
kind of
cheesy crime shows? Mm-hmm. It's a lot like that.
Yes.
And we're fans.
And we're 100% here for it, as the kids are saying.
So Joey, tell us the synopsis for this one.
Framed for murder. Get it? Framed for murder. A fixer-upper mystery. In the small resort town of Lighthouse Cove, everyone knows that the best man for the job is a woman. And that woman is Shannon Hughes, owner of Hughes Restoration and an expert in Victorian home restoration and renovation. Through her renovations, she will find clues to uncover the house's secret past. We didn't see any of that.
No.
And, in turn, become an unlikely sleuth to help crack these unsolved mysteries. And, by the way, this is from the Fixer Upper Mystery book series, which I will be checking out from the library, by Kate Carlisle. Samantha, the two actors, the main actors, are Jewel.
Who we love.
Our beloved Jewel from the 90s. We're children of the 90s, mm-hmm. So obviously big fans.
And she was my favorite singer from the 90s. Her and Alanis. So I was excited.
Man, if they could team up on the third movie.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Okay. And I did not know Jewel had ever acted before, but apparently she was in an Ong Lee movie. The vaunted director of Ong Lee.
Wasn't she nominated for some awards for that?
People liked her. The movie was called Ride with the Devil. Fun fact, Jewel also used to live next to Sam's dad.
Yeah, my dad lives out in the country, like out towards West Texas, and she used to be married to a bull rider that is based out of a town close by.
And the male actor was also somebody that we both liked a lot. You might know him from the Maytag commercials. He's the new young Maytag man. But we knew him from the TV show on Sci-Fi called Eureka. His name is Colin Ferguson. He's a Canadian. He's a Canuck. And he's very charming and also kind of he's not like a burly, manly man, but he's like a guy.
He reminds me of Mike Rowe, the Dirty Jobs Mike Rowe. He has like a deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a nice dad.
Can you do a Mike Rowe voice?
I can't. Can you?
Obviously not. I'd be doing it on this microphone if I could.
No.
He's got the nice like all-around guy quality.
Uh-huh.
He also seems smart. He's very old school charming, I would say.
Yes. He's not like a pretty boy at all.
No.
Which usually these movies, it's the prettier kind of guys that star in them. And he looks like a real man.
Yes. But he plays a guy who doesn't know how to change a tire or anything because he's a true crime writer from the city.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is New York, but...
They never say.
I'm not sure where they live. Maybe Seattle? I don't know. But he lives in the city.
Yeah.
And he's a successful writer. And he comes out to this little sleepy town.
There's always a sleepy town.
Mm-hmm. Lighthouse Cove. Which either is great for vacation or...
Great for murder.
Murder. Or maybe both. Maybe it's like a work staycation if you're a murderer. I don't know. How would you rate the chemistry between Jewel and Colin Ferguson?
I would give it 4 out of 5.
Explain yourself.
I liked them together. They look good together. It was an age-appropriate pairing. Sometimes one of the, like, usually the guy looks a little bit too old for the girl. Uh-huh. And they're both, like, in their mid to late 40s, which I liked because they look like they could really be together in real life.
Yes, he was born in 1972, and she was born in 1974, so that's very realistic.
Yeah, but one thing is, I think it's because it was on the Mystery Channel. I don't think we ever even saw them kiss.
No, they don't kiss, but they flirt.
They flirt. Their relationship is not the center of this movie.
Here's the thing, Samantha. Jewel and Colin Ferguson are both charismatic, attractive people.
They are.
And there would be scenes where they would just, like, walk through the same hallway together and look at each other, and I was like, oh. Do they like each other in real life? So they had more chemistry. I gave them 5 out of 5, which isn't the point of a mystery, a murder mystery. Yeah. But I thought these two could carry a rom-com easily, because they could carry this pretty well.
They were a cute little detective duo, that's for sure.
What is your crown rating for our very... Should we do spyglasses instead of Hallmark crowns?
I like it.
Okay.
I give it 8 out of 10 spyglasses. It was a little bit hard to get used to the genre when you're used to romantic. Mm-hmm. The next one I'll be able to rate higher. But the whole time I was like, wait, why are things blowing up? I just want people to kiss.
If anything encapsulated your worldview so perfectly.
Exactly.
9 out of 10 spyglasses for me.
Okay.
Spyglasses for me. I enjoyed the heck out of this movie.
It was fun.
And the good news is that there is already a second one, and I think they're making a third one.
Did we record it?
I've got the second one on the DVR, yes.
Awesome. We'll do that one next.
Okay, here's your spoiler alert, because we are going to get into this mystery. So, you've been warned.
We're about to crack this case, y'all.
We're going
to
crack it.
Wide open.
Like a deviled egg.
Do you crack deviled eggs?
No. Never mind. Samantha, your impressions.
Okay, so this movie starts with a boat explosion. The special effects are terrible.
It's like a boat explosion you would make on that. Everyone had that app like 5 years ago on your iPhone 3, where I think J.J. Abrams made the app or something, where you could just like shoot in a missile and blow something up.
Yeah.
I think that's what they actually used.
They used the app for the beginning of this. And so it was a weird way to start. We're trying whole time to figure out the mystery of why these guys keep on dying.
And yeah, so it starts, there's just like a middle-aged white guy on a boat just kind of looking around, and then his boat explodes, and you're like, okay, we're obviously going to get back to that. And I'm still not 100% sure who that guy was.
One of the problems with this movie, the reason it didn't get 9 out of 10 or 10 out, is there's like 3 or 4 white guys that die, and they all look the same, and so I couldn't figure out who was who.
And some people are alive, and I'm like, I thought that guy blew up. No, it's just another middle-aged...
I feel like they should have been more diverse with the cast. They all have the same color hair, same build.
And like, they're all named like...
Phil, Bob. It was too confusing.
Phil just exploded. Wait, Phil's that guy's dad? Why is Phil hanging out with these people? I still don't have a clear answer, but we know that there are people exploding. One guy falls over in his house and he's dead.
Yes.
And he's got a hot girlfriend. Hot yoga teacher girlfriend. He's dead, and Jewel is sad, and Jewel's friend
that was her is best sad. Friend's uncle.
Okay, so it wasn't her dad.
It was not her. But that guy is friends with her dad. So Jewel's dad had 2 best friends.
Okay, Phil and Bob.
And they would always go on fishing trips together.
Yes.
One of them winds up dead from falling in his house.
That's bad news.
Jewel, along with the niece of the guy that died.
Okay.
And the yoga instructor girlfriend of the guy who died.
Yes.
Kind of band together.
Uh-huh.
And seek solace in each other.
And decide they're going to solve the mystery. Because the police are like, no, he fell. Despite the fact that his friend just blew up, we think.
Yeah.
They're like, no, nothing suspicious here. And Jewel's like, you know what? I don't trust the police.
And the reason she doesn't trust the police...
Hallmark classic.
Red flag, another dead parent.
A dead parent.
Her mom died a long time ago.
Spoiler alert for Get Out. If you haven't seen Get Out, it's 2 years old, whatever.
Go see it. It's great.
Remember in Get Out where the mom died and she was like on the side of a ditch and no one came and got her?
Oh, yeah, his mom. Uh-huh. Yeah, I forgot that part.
Well, that's what happens in this movie. So Jules' mom is like out. She's got a feeling something's wrong because her mom's just not there and she has a feeling. And she calls the police and they're like, no, you got to wait a day. Which is what they say in every movie. And maybe that's a real thing. I don't know. But her mom died because she froze to death on the side of the road.
She had like a car accident and was stranded in her car and no one came to get her.
Yes.
I wonder why Joel didn't go look for her.
Because it was an awful storm, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not judging you, Joel. Still love you, girl.
Sounds a lot like your second-guessing child. She was like 8 at the time.
No, she wasn't. I think she was an adult. Right?
Jewel is timeless, so we have no way to know.
There's no way to know. So anyway, she doesn't trust the police.
But luckily, even though she's just a Victorian home renovator, she's got a new client in town, and that's Colin Ferguson, because he's a true crime writer. He's made a ton of money with his books. He's like, I don't let you have this money. I'm going to buy a Victorian mansion. Who's the person to fix it up? It's Jewel.
Yeah.
And so he goes to the funeral.
Because he's suspicious about the whole thing.
Is he?
He's curious and suspicious about...
Okay, he's got a hunch.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who would have a hunch.
So he's going to the funeral because he's trying to fill out everybody there because he thinks one of them killed him.
I thought
him.
He was just really tone deaf about when to approach a contractor.
No, he's a crime writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, Jewel, I am going to sit shotgun for whatever happens because you were Jewel.
And so they go about solving this crime.
And they go about it in close quarters because she's like, you can't live in your house while I'm renovating it because of asbestos, etc. I've got this place in the back of my house. Why don't you just stay with me?
So he comes and lives in her guest house, which is good because at one point someone like tries to break into her house or something or her car. Weird things are happening.
People's cars get broken into. There's a lot going on in this town. I think they need a neighborhood watch at the minimum.
It was hard to keep up with the plot.
The main thing
surprisingly.
Is that Jewel and Colin Ferguson are just running around trying to solve this mystery. And eventually you find out it's because, like Sam said, they go on these fishing trips. All the AARP guys, they're on fishing trips. But one of them is a diver. They're all divers. There's this marine museum. And this one guy like salvages stuff all the time, treasures. And he donates a lot of it to the museum, but it turns out he found something, this ancient Spanish treasure from a shipwreck off the coast of Maine,
I guess. Don't know.
It's very unclear why there was a shipwreck so
close. Doesn't make any sense.
Or maybe we just have a hard time following movies.
Maybe they're in Florida.
I don't think
that makes
in Florida.
More sense for a Spanish treasure, right?
I don't know, man.
He found something really valuable.
Yes.
And was
a Spanish treasure.
Donated to the museum.
But it turns out it wasn't Spanish treasure, which has certain rules. It was Portuguese treasure. So I think he was going to be able to keep it or make money or something.
And his partner really wanted to keep it for himself. Or no, the lawyer? There was a lawyer that wanted it?
He had a lawyer that he always went through for the salvage stuff, and he was like, money. Except I'm not sure if he was or his assistant was, because it turns out the lawyer's assistant is the
girlfriend
of the guy
instructor.
Who's dead.
Twist. That's the twist.
So basically, it's a treasure hunt.
And she wants the treasure, and she winds up killing the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Who faked his own death?
He's the one that blew up at the very beginning of the movie,
I think.
Did
he fake his own blowing up? Did he jump out of the boat?
So he faked his own death, and then later she ran over him with the car.
He was going to get the money. Yeah, so...
It's very confusing.
She killed a lot of people.
She killed a lot of people. And then she abducts the niece.
Oh, yeah, she abducts Jules' friend and has her tied up and is going to just let her starve to death?
Yeah.
This movie got dark.
It was really hard to wrap my head around it because I'm used to sweet Hallmark movies.
Emphasis on the murders. I think these writers are getting out some demons they can't get out on the normal channel.
And so she tells Jules, you have to bring me this Portuguese necklace.
Or I'm going to kill your friend.
And so Jules shows up, hangs it on this railing of this deck, the yoga instructor goes out to get it, but Jewel had loosened some of the screws. Because
she's a renovator.
She's a renovator. She falls through and, like, breaks her leg. And so they're able to capture her.
Yes.
And save the friend.
And I think they recorded her confession.
They did.
So there's 2 to 6 dead people. It's
They all all look the same.
But justice is restored in the town. And I guess Colin Ferguson is hanging out in town because he's got his house. So him and Jewel are going to be BFFs with the other BFF who's no longer a captive from the yoga teacher. Who I guess worked for the law firm and knew yoga on the side. She's a yogi.
I guess. I feel like there were too many characters.
What is the time span?
I don't know.
Someone got hit by a car. There was a stakeout at a seedy hotel.
They need to keep the character list smaller next time.
Well, we only knew the names of two people, and that's Jewel and Colin Ferguson. But I enjoyed this movie.
It was fun. It was kind of a fun mess. I'm excited to see the next one.
The trivia. For some reason, some guy got an IMDb and was very upset about the way Jewel changes a tire at one point.
Oh,
and
it was like,
totally unrealistic. That's not how you change a tire. So we're going to skip that. Here's a fun fact. The artifacts that are actually in the museum's Maritime Museum are real-life artifacts from British Columbia.
Cool.
And that museum has 35,000 artifacts. So they just gave some of them to the movie. That's so what exciting. We saw was real-life treasure.
That is awesome. Joey, what are your alternate titles?
Well, you had the best one, which was Who Will Say Yave Your Home, which obviously would be Jewel's company name. I called the movie Nailed It.
That's cute. I feel like we need something with murder, though. Framed for Murder is pretty good.
I think Kate Carlisle got it right.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the better titles we have seen.
On the Mystery Murder Mystery Channel, there's also a series of mysteries starring Lori Loughlin. Uncle Jesse's, what was her name?
Rebecca.
Yeah, Aunt Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Hallmark people might know her from Wind Calls the Heart.
Uh-huh. And DJ Tanner has some on the Mystery Channel, too.
Oh, she does. But there's a series of garage sale mysteries starring Lori Loughlin.
What? Why?
So we might have to look into that as well. We might have to do some sleuthing of our own. But we definitely want to talk about this one and the other one, and I guess there's some Hallmark movies, normal ones we'll watch as well, but it was a blast.
It was so fun.
You can find us on Facebook. We're at the Meet Cute Cafe. You can review us on iTunes. You can tell your friends about us. You can send us a Facebook message, which we would like.
I do like Facebook messages.
You can solve unsolvable murders in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And tell Kate Carlisle about it, and you will be the star of a book.
That's exciting.
And then you can buy your own Victorian mansion and hang out with 90s folk singers. I wish all of that for you.
Solve those murders, y'all.